Kentwood, Eric, thank you for calling. You're on the Tyree Show on WWL.
Hey, David, how you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Is it true that Hazlitt's house got egged?
Yeah, that, let me go ahead and get to the story a little earlier than I planned to. Parish officials say the Saints head coach Jim Hazlitt's home was vandalized in the early hours Monday. Law enforcement sources tell the Associated Press that Hazlitt's home was egged. An empty carton was found in the street with three broken eggs. Two had hit the front door. Three were found in the backyard of the residence. Eggs also found and hit neighbors' homes on either side of Hazlitt's. So far, investigators haven't proven a link between the egging and Sunday night's Panther victory, sending former Saints quarterback to the Super Bowl, but since an irate fan is responsible for the action. Now, I've got this off of the Associated Press as copy. This story sounds somewhat like it might be a put-on, and the last paragraph will tell you what, but I, based on what I have so far, apparently the story's credible. But you'll love the last paragraph. You ready, Eric?
Go for it.
Somebody at the AP has certainly a sense of humor. Says a CID spokesman said late yesterday afternoon it appears to be a fan prank. Now, here's the best part, the last sentence. You ready?
Yeah.
But with the placement of the dozen eggs, Aaron Brooks has not been removed as a possible suspect.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing myself.
Yeah, because the neighbor's home seed were hit on either side of Hazlitt's.
Yeah, you could probably eliminate Jake DeLone as a suspect, too, because that egg would be on Hazlitt's face. And probably eliminate the receivers, too, because they would have dropped the eggs on the way to the house.
I hope that that's not true. I don't know. That's... that was handed to me, and it's off of the, it says New Orleans Associated Press, so I'll take it for face value at this point.
That's great.
All right.
Well, thank you, Dave.
But you're welcome, sir. I do love the last sentence. I guess the story is true. Like I said, I don't have any reason to believe that it's not. I can't imagine they would be running. I mean, it's not April Fool's, is it, Jack? Not even close. Yeah, this is January. But the last sentence does say a lot. It says, but with the placement of the dozen eggs, Aaron Brooks has not been removed as a possible suspect.